Today, we're going to be talking about the consequences of quiescence and arguing that we've allowed certain economic cons to sway and hold us because we don't hear alternative thoughts, because we've been betrayed, perhaps most insidiously by averred left pundits who tell us we challenge power best by becoming peerless rationalists. Apropos this, I find Noam Chomsky's rhetoric most insidious. And this is a reference to his speech last week at the July 7, 2013 Left Forum in New York City. And I don't just mean that he never sits down till he's served around a heavy dose of doom and gloom. More derailing of a successful strategy is that his speech generally reinforces the legitimacy of a narrow nation-state focus for our activism on what is called, quote-unquote, U.S. capitalism, legitimating the notion that the problem is greed for money, not greed for power. This matters because it defines what our strategic focus will be and guaranteed leads to the solution, let's make the economy fairer. We'll discuss this later. But the most disturbing trend I hear in Chomsky is the attempt to divert us from trusting our hearts, which is also our clogged lungs and jagged breathing. I even hear him, and this definitely raises my suspicion, along with David Brooks using terms and phrases used in our waking up discussions. For example, acknowledging that to power we're but cattle, and that power must stay hidden to exist, but then redirecting them away from a movement for our due leisure and supporting each other with a single broad goal of reclaimed leisure. And into, in Chomsky's case, the search for perfect reason, subtly expressed. So instead of a global mass movement, we're told to become better scientific rationalists. Now there's a project to divert you for a lifetime, the endless search for interesting things to dissect. Now this could be but Chomsky's predilection only, but these days I suspect all coincidence.